Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 5th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Transgender persons receiving gender-affirming hormone therapy, risk of acute cardiovascular events in a Dutch cohort study. This study investigated the association between gender-affirming hormone therapy and cardiovascular event risk in transgender individuals compared to the general population. A key methodological advancement was the adjustment for socioeconomic status and lifestyle factors, which were not accounted for in previous research. This Dutch cohort study aims to provide a more accurate assessment of cardiovascular risk in this specific population. The research is critical for refining cardiovascular care guidelines and enhancing risk stratification for transgender persons receiving gender-affirming hormone therapy. Article number 2. FINARTS known in patients with severe heart failure, the FINARTS-HF trial. This study aimed to assess the prevalence of severe heart failure, its associated cardiovascular outcome risk, and the treatment response to finerenone, a non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist. The FINEARTS-HF trial specifically focused on patients with severe heart failure across the full spectrum of left ventricular ejection fraction. The research seeks to clarify the role and efficacy of finerenone in a broad heart failure population. This investigation could broaden therapeutic options for severe heart failure, irrespective of left ventricular ejection fraction. Article number 3. Short and midterm effects of empagliflozin on sodium balance and fluid regulation in chronic heart failure. This randomized, placebo-controlled trial investigated the effects of empagliflozin on fluid and sodium balance over a 3-month period in patients with chronic heart failure. 74 patients with New York Heart Association class I chronic heart failure and an ejection fraction of 49% or less were enrolled. The study aimed to determine the persistence of empagliflozin's beneficial effects beyond the acute phase, where urinary glucose and sodium excretion are well established. This research is crucial for optimizing long-term management strategies for chronic heart failure. Article number 4. Sex disparities in ischemic heart disease mortality across United States, the southern burden of excess body weight and diet. This study analyzed sex disparities in ischemic heart disease mortality across all 50 states in the United States between 2011 and 2021. Researchers utilized global burden of disease data to calculate sex-specific, age-standardized ischemic heart disease mortality rates and prevalence rates. The analysis also involved determining mortality-to-prevalence ratios to compare outcomes across states. This research aims to pinpoint geographical variations in ischemic heart disease outcomes and their potential association with lifestyle factors, which could guide targeted public health interventions. Article number 5. Growth trajectories in ascending thoracic aortic dilation, classification and implications for the effectiveness of real-world imaging surveillance. This retrospective single-center study characterized ascending aortic growth trajectories to better inform surveillance strategies for ascending aortic dilation. The research addressed the clinical challenge that type A dissections often occur at non-surgical sizes despite serial imaging monitoring. Mid-ascending aortic diameters from patients who underwent 2 or more computed tomography angiography or magnetic resonance angiography examinations were analyzed. This study aims to provide a more refined understanding of aortic dilation progression, thereby optimizing real-world imaging surveillance and patient management. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.